Welcome back.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So I was waking up to our local morning edition here at the Mothership, WBUR Boston, when I heard this shimmering music between reports. So I called the technical director, Mike Toda, and said, "What is that?" He said, "It's Vile." I said, "I don't know, I really like it." He said, "No, Kurt Vile, and the song is Runner Ups."
Hey, old man.
Kurt Vile, V-I-L-E, has a new CD. It's called Smoke Ring for My Halo. It made just about everyone's best of list last year. Beautiful melodies, a weary voice, more out of a Woody Guthrie era than today. Boston Globe critic James Reed says, shedding some of his cult status, this Philly singer-songwriter finally broke through with what he calls an epic folk record. One Reed says, flickers with traces of Neil Young and Lou Reed at their most rejected. Kurt Vile joins us now from WHYY in Philadelphia. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. Thanks, Robin.
Do you know that you're being played on NPR Between Reports?
You know, I hear about it sometimes, and sometimes I don't think about it. Other times I think about it, you know, all the time.
That's right, all the time. So Neil Young and Lou Reed at their most rejected, and we just heard some of that runner-ups. And, you know, here's some of the lyrics. Hey, old man, how many times we got to tell you? We don't want a number. Where you been so long? If it ain't working, take a whiz on the world.
Yeah.
Are you feeling rejected?
I wrote those lyrics, I think it was like 2008. You know, certain songs stay with me for a while. That's why I like the delivery to that song, because I've been playing it for years and years. So when I arrived at the studio, I kind of had this real vibe. It was a piece of cake to, I know the lyrics, you know.
Inside out. But how would you describe the sound? As I said, there's this like shimmering guitars against this world-weary, we understand, recently turned 32-year-old voice. How would you just, you know, what are you going for? It is your sound. What is it?
Very simple, kind of hypnotic finger-picking style. Also, I play with my band live in the studio, and we've all been playing together for a bunch of years now, so there's that whole like kind of chugging thing that you can only get with people you've been playing with for so long. And just something about the simplicity and the kind of sincerity and pretty melodic thing. Everybody bounces off of each other, you know, in this kind of hypnotic way. You know, it's natural.
Well, songs like Jesus Fever, let's listen to that. It's also on the new CD. Let's listen to a little and then we'll talk.
I packed my suitcase with myself, but I'm already cleanse myself with vitamin health, but I'm already gone. I saw rising through the horizon, and I saw it fall. The Jesus fever's falling all over you, believers and lovers.
You do something with those guitars. You find some sweet spot there. And then against that, this, you know, I'm already gone. You know, I cleanse myself with the vitamin health, but I'm already gone. It's sort of the, you know, two things smack up against each other. Your thoughts on it?
I don't know. Think about Neil Young or whoever, you know, or Joni Mitchell. I feel like they just write their best songs when it's kind of this somber thing going on. And for whatever reason, those lyrics hit you at that time in the middle of the night, you know.
In my day I was young and crazy. One day I won't even know what was better.
I'm never like, oh, I'm fed up. I sit down and I want to get it all down on paper how bummed out I am, because I'm really not, you know. It's just like a human kind of thing, you know.
Well, now when you say that this CD is an epic folk CD, what do you mean by that?
Sort of in reference to my past, my music being a little more psychedelic, I was listening, as always, but maybe it came through a little more, just people like Burt Jansch or Joni Mitchell or Neil Young or whoever who has, you know, his folk and his rock side, but it's more that folk kind of feel. But, you know, I really went for it. It's not like pure folk. It's got its weirdness and the crazy sonic textures and stuff, and I put a lot into it, like I tweaked the mixes and I kept adding more and more stuff, so it's very epic musically and sometimes like lyrically, or maybe more than I realized at the times. But you know, and it's just the most folk record I have so far, you know.
Well, and we've been hearing that, but there's also love songs. Let's listen to, and even in the love songs, you know, I suppose you can't resist. This sounds like a love song, Baby's Arms. You know, one true love in my baby's arms. But then I get sick of just about everyone, and I hide in my baby's arms. Let's listen.
There's been but one true love in my baby's arms, in my baby's arms, and I got the hands to hold on to them. I get sick of just about everyone.
Ask you about the last cut on the CD. It's called Shell Blues. What is that? It's like an old-timey record sound, an old-timey recording.
Yeah, I can tell you the secret. I record that at Magic Shop, which is a really awesome studio in Manhattan, and it was a keyboard called an Optigon. It's sort of like a Mellotron. And a Mellotron is like the earliest quote-unquote synth that's used on Strawberry Fields, but it plays tape loops of like strings or flutes. This plays little discs, little records, like acetates, and you just hit the button and it just plays this old-timey guitar loop.
So that's not you playing. That's an old acetate that was on it already, or you?
I don't know who played it, you know, but like the bell sounds very Tom Waitsy. If you ever listen to
sure,
like Frank's Wild Years or something, like, I feel like I've heard that same bell. It's like warbling bell, you know.
Oh, so others might have sampled it too, but we don't know who it is. That's interesting. So the title of the CD, "Smoke Ring from My Halo," we'll go on that, and it means what?
It just means you're human, basically. Like you're an angel, you know. But you're smoking a cigarette, so that kind of cancels you out. You're just human. You're just human after all. But the initial reason I titled the album that is because I really loved the way that song, the title track, came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want it to get ignored. I wanted to have an extra special attention because it's the one that comes across pretty straight.
So you didn't want it to get lost, so you made it the title. Well, yeah. We will make sure it doesn't get lost, and we're going to play it. Kurt Vile, his latest CD is called Smoke Ring from My Halo. You can hear a couple of his songs in their entirety at hearnow.org. Kurt, thanks so much for speaking with us. We'll see you. We'll hear you on Morning Edition.
Yeah, thank you.
Smoke ring from my halo. Angel demon human. Think I can see it.
And by the way, a heads up for listeners in the Boston area. While at hearandnow.org, note that Kurt Vile will be playing at the Somerville Theater tomorrow night, along with Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us to see what the week brings here and now.
Smoke Ring.